Good afternoon, Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily. I'm making an inquiry. I'm not sure if you can help me, but I'm actually hoping you might be able to give me some advice.
Mm-hmm.
I have a central bearded dragon, and I've just noticed that I've just bring her in to give her a warm bath and some water because that's how she drinks. And somehow between bringing her in and putting her in the bath, my daughter must have slammed her tail in the sliding glass door of her enclosure. And it's like hanging, it's like it's just the tip, but it's like hanging, dangling by a thread.
Yeah.
What do I do in those instances?
Yeah, I'll just pop you on hold and have a chat to my vet to see what we'll need to see her. But I can't get her in this afternoon. It'll be tomorrow afternoon, so I'm just gonna see what advice I can give you, first aid wise, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's okay.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet.
No.
The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please...
Oh, you're an idiot. You didn't work on the first time.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thanks so much for holding. So what the main thing... So we've got a couple of options. We can offer you an emergency consultation this afternoon, or you can do some basic first aid at home, and then we see her tomorrow morning.
I can't, this is the thing, I can't get to you guys this afternoon, and tomorrow I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to make it there tomorrow. I can try. In the interim, what am I supposed to do to bandage it?
So you can just get a band-aid if you've got one, to sort of align the tail back up and put the band-aid around that area. Our main worry is pain. Infection and then fractures. It's not something that we would advise to leave longer than like 24 hours, because the infections can become really, really nasty and potentially end up in the amputation of more of the tail. So that's quite serious as well. Plus, it'd be incredibly painful for her or him.
It's dangling. So like it's gone straight through the bone. It's not like it's just a little cut. It's just dangling.
Further fractures along the tail is what we as well. So that's aligning it back up and putting a band-aid around it. We do not advise you at any point to cut it because of all the nerve endings in that tail. That would just be excruciating for her. Line it back up with a band-aid so that you can get her to us or another exotic vet, whichever is closest to you.
Just a general vet, would they see her? I'm in Logan's and I'm looking and there's Chermside, Redcliffe, Greencoat, Jindalee. I can't get to any of them. They're all really far from me.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can try calling your local vets and ask them. Routine, typically dog and cat practices, no, they don't see reptiles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can try calling your local vets and see.
Okay.
If you are a Logan, I think Jindalee would be your closest one.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll see how I go with that, and, yeah, I'll get her in and get her seen ASAP.
Okay, no worries.
In regards to, like, medications, stuff like that, how would I administer that to a lizard?
Yeah, so a lot of them, they can have it orally, where you just drip it on the tip of their nose and they lap at it. Like, they're pretty good like that.
Okay. All right, then. No worries. I'll reach out to my vet now and see if he'll see her. Otherwise, I'll have to try and organise something for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, okay. No worries at all.
Thank you for your help.
That's okay. Bye.
Thanks. See ya.